Shur Pei and Shabbos, Tez Zayin Sivan Hei Tov Shalom, Zayin, June 3, 1977, on Thursday. Continued.
So it seems the same deck of Yitzhak, under other circumstances, would be in Lochad Aise. So even if the circumstances are such that it's not in Lochad Aise, because it's Lochad Rehubo, so Kovda Bries is not there. In other words, that the Rabbonon of Lochad Rehubo is more Chomot than any other one. The Rabbonon of Talmudes, so Kovda Bries is there. The Rabbonon of Lochad Rehubo, Kovda Bries is not there. The Bries is not there. But the Rabbonon of Talmudes is there. Then he has Tashi. So why was the Gemore actually? It's the same Kashi as Rambam asks against Tesis. So the Rambam asks against himself. So why is there a machlekes between Tanakame and Rabbi Lubavitch as well as Matzimus Ames in the Ablake or not? And Tanakame says, you're not allowed to be without the mess, even though the purpose is not Matzimus in the Ablake. And Rabbi Lubavitch says, you are allowed then because of a Tehokodam Borah may say, but let it be Mutarim Mekori Tanakame. An account of Kovda Bries. So this one is. So he says, Vikash hotil tum loch. That's the Tera Sod. Vikash hotil tum loch shimu yitra bateri yitra kawles vul yitri uom shimira pes afu bit eike bevul yitri kiaw yitri ויבין הלוקי נשורי משפיעו בעוסו ובוי אבל לא משפיעו כמגד יש ממש לא כפתוי אז קשה מזה יש למה תקם הוא עושה המשפיעו לאפשר למתנה להיקי כאויתים ואין לחום אותו דוח שלא יעמצי או יוכל איתי לא לוקי כאויתים או יכול להכירים שהוא לא בו שחי יצא בה ומשפיעו אחר עושה שהוא לבוי ובין הלוקי סובה אם מצליח את לדון את בוסח כי כאויתים עושה לבוי שזה בואו על מייסי כי כך שרינו לי להצילי להביא כדיבוי ויהיו חסק הבוסי ויהיו חסק הבוסי נאו so the Rambam gives a teretz with that teretz so Tetzis is not difficult we can answer but the Rege is kashi so he says of course come to Abrius is deich adik satik pamuk say is deich all the Rabbanons except Lohshitz Rogo for that's Mohamo but all the Rabbanons but in every case, there is no case where it's not possible to be made see the mess, to be without the mess of the kikalatini. Because kikalatini doesn't mean that the kikalatini can be a kikal. It can be a handkerchief, it can be a jacket, it can be a coat, it can be a pair of shoes, it can be, any eichel. It doesn't have to be a kikal, it can be an orange, it can be anything. So how is it possible? How is it possible, let's say, there is a fire in the house? So could we conceive, even in our imagination, that in the house there is nothing? Nothing. Only the house, which is and the mess, nothing else. So, let's say, there is no key. There is no thing. But there is a man, otherwise there wouldn't be any problem altogether. So the question would be a relevant question if there is no man in the house who wants to know whether he can carry out the mess or not. So there is a man, the man wears godin, he wears a jacket. Unless all the men that are in the house are completely naked. And that's inconceivable. So it's impossible to visualize. As a matter of fact, before Pesach, I was walking in New York on Broadway in the 60s, and there was a man walking completely naked. Without any baguette, completely naked. And there were hundreds of people who, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on 86th Street in Broadway, near the newspaper stand, and there were hundreds of people and a black person completely naked. It's nothing to do, the color has nothing to do with that. It could happen to a white man just as well. It just happened to be a black person. So completely naked and no one said anything, nothing.
In New York.
He wants to run it in Chicago. Okay. Anyway, but the Rambam says it's inconceivable. There is no way of taking out the mess of the Kikaritine. So what does the Gemara say? thinking of beginning my time to come. Idoleke, my time will be rockish, but it's not Shaykh Idoleke. The answer is, the Gemara says, Idoleke means, when there is a kick out in it, you don't have to be Tereyach Yisrael. With these, you can carry out, you see, here is a mess, and there is a kick out, here is a mess. So you don't have to spend any time, no tilk, nothing. You just take the kick out, you put it on the mess, and you carry it out. I mean, you don't have to waste any time, no tilk, nothing. That's the meaning of Dike Kikaratim. Idoleke doesn't mean Doleke. Doleke means there is no Kikaratim. But he wears a jacket, he wears a coat, a jacket, he wears a hat, something, a yanke, he wears something. So the miller, he can take off the jacket and put it on the mess. So that's like Yahweh Kikaratim, it's not Aloche, Dach Kikaratim, and the object. As long as he doesn't carry out the mess by itself, exclusive of any other object. So that will involve a certain hardship. I mean, so it will take another minute until it takes off the jacket and so on. So that's called dileke, because you know when there is a fire and so every second is of essence. So maybe the more it calls a dileke, but it doesn't mean dileke that it's impossible to carry out the mess. So that's why dileke my time will be the lockish. So in other words, it should be mutea. Why should it be mutea? So, idoleke, my time will be mokish. So it should be osea? So it doesn't mean idoleke that it's impossible. Idoleke means he doesn't have a kick out of it. But he wears body, so he could take off from that. Or he can take off his shoes. I mean, he has something, he wears something. He's not a god, not a lawyer. That doesn't have anything. But idoleke means that he will have to spend some time. He'll have to take off the shoes. Or that he'll have to take off the jacket. So anyway, my time will be the rockish, but it's lekker, we call it lekker. But it's still possible to do it. So why is it going to be rockish matter? And Nisa Tilpa Mukta just like that, because of Kondabinis. Kondabinis is mutter when it's indispensable, when there is no other alternative. But if there is another alternative, then it's not mutter to be able to Mr. Rabbonon for Kondabinis, even if it involves the hardship. Even if he has to, you know, it will be uncomfortable for him. If he takes off his shoes, it will be uncomfortable for him to walk without shoes. So it will be uncomfortable for him. But as long as there is an alternative. So Gemara says, look, the cool out to Batashmeto. The high time when the walk was in the shovel bowl, I may say, it will show its way also in the movie. So in other words, we are dealing with Tanakhama Rubin Lok is dealing with the case where he doesn't have a kick out in the without any hardship. But there is still an effect. He can take off the shoes, he can find something. So Memele Tanakhama says, "Ain't Matsuna Samasanadeki, he doesn't hear any Matsuna Samasanadeki. He should let the mess be cremated in the fire. Has to show him. That not. But what does it mean, Matsuna Samasanadeki? He's not allowed to take out the mess by itself. Without, let's say, something, an object. So even if he has to be matriach himself, and which will cause him to be uncomfortable, he'll have to take off his shoes and put it on a mess, and he'll have to walk barefoot. So he has to do it. A matzil is a mess, not like just like that. But then, so then, he says, no, if you tell him, listen, you cannot take out the mess just like that. You have to take off your shoes, you have to get something. So then, in the rush, he'll forget and he'll extinguish the fire. So the melee, we are mattering, but in what he says, since it involves a certain hardship to carry it out, only the dobarache. Kikaratim, it means only the dobarache. So we matter, since it involves a certain hardship, he has to take off the shoes and he'll have to lose time. So we are mattering, according to Ibn Lokish, on account of the fact of imitation of all amazing, to take it out just like that. To take it out just like that. Okay, so that is, so this is what Ramban says. Now, Ramban doesn't spell it out, but this is what Ramban means. He says, Vikashi, Hotil Tumloha Shim Nika Betayrai, Dumin Kamales, Ruitiruam Shimpinakis, Afil Bidlake, the Loki Kelly. ורבילים המופי בישורי משמדיל מוסר לבי אבורים שכל תכניס יש לו אם אתה נקרא מוסר משמדי אפשר להתנא לו כיכר איתיני ואילו יכול מוקים לא חיים and even if you don't have a kicker it in a so there is a hardship but with the hardship you can do it ואילו יכול מוקים לא חיק שהוא יעמצו יוכל ביתנו לא כיכר איתיני או יהיה יכול להקים שהוא לא בוש he doesn't have a kicker He doesn't have anything. All right, but he loves him. He loves his body. He wears a jacket. He wears shoes. He wears socks. He wears something. He wears a hat, so he can take off one of his body. Shalom chayitzem u'mishmochelosem. So what does it mean? Talikam osem, not that he is mechuyev to let the mess be cremated, be burned. No, chas v'sholem. In other words, he is not allowed to take out the mess just like that. So we can answer Rabbi Kiriga's question. What does Rabbi Kiriga ask? How many people are you? Like it, you can't show the fact that you can't go to the world. You will show us which I'm going to be. The answer is no. Suppose we have such an inconceivable situation that Ramban says that it's inconceivable. But suppose in today's world it is conceivable. Suppose there is nothing, no object, just a house, an empty house, and people who are completely naked. No baggage, nothing, no shoes, nothing. So in such a case, the Ramban would say, in Islam, that I can't do so agree that he is allowed to carry out the mess like that. Because he cannot carry out the mess of the brache. So that's the terrifying. And this is what Jesus means. The shamity of Rudev shall be kicked out. So the Talekambi Ulas said it doesn't mean it's also even when it's impossible, when there is no other alternative. No, there is always an alternative. Even if a kick out is not available, but a pair of shoes is available, a pair of socks is available, a hat is available. So, but that will take a little time, a minute or so. So Talekambi says, no, we don't allow him to carry it out immediately. We tell him, first you take off your shoes and you put the shoes on the mess, and then you take out the mess. Why? But in Mechaname, if such a situation will arise, where it's impossible, so then it's moved there. So there is no kashi by Rabbi Kiriga. Alright, now, let's see the Ramban. First, this I read from the Ramban in Tirasot. But, Ramban is a Chiddush on Shabbos. Alright, Shogar Nachma Pika the Kamas. Pio Sham Foshi, Dal Yikia Utini Koyu, the Ara Pisha Utro Kamales, Mishim Kidabriyes, Isotil to Loyuta, Shafu Dovid Melach is Hoyo Mes, Mutu Behamo, Loyitiru Litaute, Ella the Kika Utini, the time if she is a till put in Shepherd Sakin of the Kika Utini, Loyitiru Hahomin Lail, Abu Isa Kamales, Kim Shay with a Kone, Mishim, Mishim Kabriyes, it will. ובשיס הפיר פרוטים שיש על עיסק אלא בכיכר ותינק ונתנו לך חומים לאלו אבל עיסק המלס כיב משאיר מתקון בשום עניין משום כבד הבריאס משום כבד הבריאס יתראו תבריא זה יתראו ומי נראה שהתיר פה הזה כיב צועקון את הרשי so even in the case where the mess is in the Carmel, with the Carmelis, so you're only allowed to take him out, carry him out with the kick out of the teenage. But without the kikar tinik, according to Rashi, you're not allowed to carry him out. That's Rashi. But Ramban is ready. Vilini reshatim klaze kikli tov li tziri kamo, le kikar tinik muta. Shelo yemezi bi tzoye shalek. Shima mesuta bi tzoye mishim kvedei, ha kikar va tinik yechutu li tzion. Avo bin tautale, bershus hayochim, nifam tzeyu, shitzriho kikar, oi tinik, mishim gershom isalik, nifam yisrael tiyo. So the Ramban is Chelek on Rashi, and the Ramban says, where is it necessary to carry the mess together with the kikar tinik that is lying in the chotzer? So then there is no shayla of mitzvah, there is only shayla of tilta mukta. So in order to dispose of this mukta, he has to carry the mess, he has to be out of the mess in the chotzer, in the Rishis HaYochi, together with the kikar tinik. He can bashe can in the mess is mutul the kamales. So we are faced with the disavitzoye. So then we cannot tell him you carry it from the kamales, which is ayochi, don't carry the damas in kamales together with the kikar. So then, like this, he feels to carry it without the kikar. So there is only one itzoye. But if he carries it together with the kikar, so he does two itzoyes, and this is self-imposed. So the Prabhupada Bhagavad, you cannot say he's allowed to do two Itzoyas because of Prabhupada Bhagavad. Why? Because of Prabhupada Bhagavad, as far as the Prabhupada Bhagavad is concerned, the Prabhupada Bhagavad forces him only to carry the mess. The Prabhupada Bhagavad doesn't force him to carry the Kamales, Taudames, or to carry from the Kamales of Shayochim. The Kija alone with the mess. So in other words, we discussed, in connection with the Gemara, that was the last year, just before Shavuot. So the Rashbo has the kasha, we mentioned the Rashbo has the kasha. How does he say, Shmanim Oichel Shem Yisachim Beolach Chayoshayim, possibly Sumcha says the Chite, but even according to say, even if he say that Sumcha says, Eichel Shem Yisachim Beolach Chayoshayim, so it's only if Eichel Shem Yisachim was a chase, but if Shnei Zehiv v'Asachas, then he certainly chayav only one chatos, because then it's only one ma'is avera. So in this case, it's only one ma'is avera. So how can he be chayav two chatos, assuming that is that Eichel Shnei Zehiv v'Omechot Chayoshayim? So it's only Eichel Shnei Zehiv v'Asachas, but not Eichel Shnei Zehiv v'Asachas. So the Rashi gives the teretz. So since it's goofy mochloki. Since it's Gupi Muchloki, so mainly it's considered like two separate Maisavets. So the Rashbo Shiti is that when one is Meitzik, let's say in a Kele, let's say 10 oranges, in a basket, 10 oranges, so the Rashbo Shiti is that it's two separate Itzoyes. It's not one Itzoyes, but it's two separate Itzoyes. But we mentioned the Rosh Narambam. The Rosh Narambam, even though the Rambam mentions it in connection with Agat Klish Liaget, but the Rambam explains why we say Agat Klish Liaget, because then it's considered the Kele and the Eichel, and we say Hakele are considered like one Chepetz. Like one Chepetz, like a candelabrum that consists of many parts. So the reason Agat Klish Liaget, in other words, let's say, suppose you have a basket with many bananas in it, and then you are meitzi that basket, half of the basket with a number of bananas is already in the Rishisarabi, but half of the basket is still in the Rishisarabi, so you're not chayav. If Agat Kele, Ish Liaget. So the Rambam explains it because the bananas with the basket, with the Kele, are considered like one object. So it's like a candelabrum that consists of many parts. So suppose you reach out, let's say a seifer, and you will meet from the Shusayochi into the Shusayochi, and half of the seifer would be still in the Shusayochi. He wouldn't be chayev, or let's say candelabrum. One part of the candelabrum is still in the Shusayochi. So he's not chayev. So if you have Eichon in the Kele, so then the Kele is miagadet, as if it had been one Kele. So mele, according to the Rambam, which you follow, that when one is meitzi, let's say a basket, with many eichlin in that basket, so it's not two itzoyes. The Rashba says, since it's chubim chalokim, mikelim eichlin, so it's two itzoyes. Even though it's done for one maise, but it's two separate maisaveres. It's two separate maisaveres. So it's like eichl shnei zeichelim bozachazeh, not like eichel shnei zeichelim bozachazeh. But according to the Rambam, so the Pshat in Agat Klish Liaget is considered like one Mikele. So Mele, it's only one Maisavele. So if it's one Maisavele, so then the question is, how do you want to say Shmanu Mele, which is the Chilu Bel Mechot Chayishai? So in order to answer this question, so I mentioned the Machlis, the Rashbo, and the Ram, whether Marbe Bishurim, so according to the Rashbo, Marbe Bishurim and Shabbos, it involves only this Kavaron, and according to the Ram, it involves the Nisra Reis. Let's say, suppose someone is a Chiyosh Yesh Besakoni, and he has to drink one glass of water, and then somebody will fill up a whole kettle with water, and that will have not one glass of water, but 1,000 glasses of water. It's a big kettle. So according to the Rashbo, it's only the Nisra Reis. Because since he has to put that pot on fire, even though he only needs one glass of water for the Chiyosh Yesh Besakoni, So, and he would say, be careful with water. So it's Malu Bishurim is the same egg. So Malu Bishurim is only Osam Rabbanon. But according to the Ram, Malu Bishurim is Osam Deraisi. And so Menele Bachel Shein Bisakone, it's Osam Deraisi. Mashein Kein Bayontev. So if a person has to eat one kazayis of meat, so he can put in the pot 100 tzeisim of meat. Because the same egg. Why? Because Eichon Nefesh is hutro, so Menele Malu Bishurim is muta. Mashein Kein Pikach Nefesh is chuyo. So Malu Bishurim is not muta, so it's Osam Deraisi. So Menele, according to the Ram, if somebody will, let's say, need for a chile, to be mivashel for a chile, only one kazayis of meat, and he'll be mivashel one chaticha of meat, that is 100 tzeisim, in the same part, so, and he'll think that it's mutter, so then it'll be chayel chavos, because Mar Bishurim is also the Reise. So in other words, according to the Ram, Mar Bishurim is also the Reise. So in Mele, we have to say that the Rambam, this is how we answer. The Rambam. So the Rambam agrees with the Ram, and he applies it even to Yitzoy. So in other words, so the reason is why the Gemara says, Shema Minoich, Vimu Yukri Tzolch Lechai Vahakli, Shema Minoich, or Shemi Yisrich, Lechai Vahakli, Shemi Yisrich, So the Rambam discussion is, but here it's not Yichol Shemi Yisrich, but Zeh HaZeh, here it's Yichol Shemi Yisrich, Basachas, and everybody will be made it. Yichol Shemi Yisrich, the Basachas is only Chai Vahakli, Chados, so the answer is, oh, but they are, so there is only one Maisa Veve. It doesn't make any difference whether a person swallows at one time, with one stroke, one kazayis, of chilev or he swallows two tzeisim of chilev. It's just one by sabino of achilas chilev. Less than kazayis is not a chilev. But whether it's kazayis or two tzeisim or ten tzeisim, so it's the same by sabino. Mashin ki mabu bishuri. So two, it's like one bikele. Like, arguably means that it's one bikele. But suppose someone has to take out just one kregres of an eichel. For a chilev shem sakone, and will take out two kregres, so he'll be chayim for the second kregres. Even though the second kregres that he doesn't need for the chilev is part and parcel of the same object, because Baal Bishurim doesn't realize it. So anyway, this is the Rambam shem. Now, the Ramban here is chilek on Rashi. Rashi shit is that when was Rav Nachman by Yitzchok Mati to take out the mess into the kamelis only after the kikamitim Rashi. Because without kikamitinek, he will be there and instead of doing it. So the Ramban asks, why should we tell him why should we impose upon him an extra Yisar of Yitzoye in order to alleviate the Yisar of Mukhtse? After all, he is faced with the Yisar of Mukhtse. He is not faced with an extra Yisar of Yitzoye. So we should tell him, no, in order to avoid Tilpul Mukhtse, so you better carry twice rather than carry once. That we don't say. Now the question is, the Ramban Svoresh appears to be a very strong Svoresh. So why does Rashi say the contrary? Why does Rashi say that we should tell him to carry from Karmelis into Yishayochim together with the Kikyan? Well, after all, he's as far as the Kabbalah Prius is concerned, so it's not necessary to carry a kikia. But it's necessary to carry a kikia in order to alleviate the Isa Tilpul Mukhtse. So we should impose upon him another Isa Ritzoye in order to alleviate Tilpul Mukhtse. What's the Svore? And we cannot say that Tilpul Mukhtse is more humble than Isa Ritzoye on the contrary. Tilpul Ritzoye is only a Rabbonon, and it does not come within one, even the Rabbonon doesn't come within the Lamites Melachis. Mashein came till the Mukhtse. So even the Rabbonon doesn't come within the Lamites Melachis. Mashein came till the Shesarabim and become less. So with the Rabbonon, it's like Hitzoy Meshesarabim. So why should we, in order to alleviate Tilpul Mukhtse, the Rabbon of Tilpul Mukhtse, impose upon him another act of Yitzhoye, that's the Ramban Svore. But you see that the Abishayim were Chilik, and Rashi is not the only one. The other Abishayim were agreed with Rashi. What's the Svore? So if we say, apparently, you'll see that So he says, "V'limi reshatil klasekim v'tzorich leitzir l'kamdas v'loikikam v'loikinei muta shalom yemesir v'tzoy shalom shimames muta v'tzoy shimkredei hakikya v'akir yekichutu leitzir avo v'talpul v'shayoch v'cham leitzir hu shimitzir hakikya v'loikinei v'shim v'esham v'salik v'cham v'sarabel." Now, if we say that when one carries out eichim in the kele, so it is separate, so it is separate, so even though it's done through one act. So if we say like the Rashba, that it's considered like two separate, it's considered like two separate, then we cannot say contrary to the Rambam. But if we say, as we said in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shiki is, that when you carry out Eichlin in the Kele, then it becomes like one object, and it is only Maru Mishurim. So too, we said in the Rambam that Maru Mishurim itself is also the Raisei. So then, we still could say, so the Rambam could agree with the Rambam Shite, but Rashi will have to say, that when you carry out, let's say, an eichel in the kele, then it's not two separate eichelets. It's only a minyan of mavu bishur. Because if Rashi would hold that when you carry out an eichel in the kele, so it's two separate eichelets, like eichel shnei zeichel bozeach hazeh, so then Rashi couldn't say there would be no logic in saying that in order to eliminate that the Rabbanon of Tilton Mukteh, we should tell him, no, you realize two Yitzhoyes, not one Yitzhoy. My cousins, after all, he's not faced the Kovdakriyas. You see, the Yitzhoy of an extra object is not in conflict with the Kovdakriyas. What is in conflict with the Kovdakriyas? The Tilton Mukteh is in conflict with the Kovdakriyas. So let him, let the Tilton Mukteh be Nidche. Why should we impose upon him another act of Itzoye, and then the Kovda Bries should be Deiche two Itzoyes rather than one Itzoye? So, but now, even if we say that the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, and I mentioned once that possibly the Ramban agrees with the Ramban, so it's still the Ramban is, it's still the Ramban's argument still has great logic. Because true that it's considered like one object, but if the Ramban agrees with the Rambam, so in order to answer the Kashi against the Rambam from that morning of Shmamino, we have to say that the Rambam agrees with the Ram in Beitze, that Mabu Bishur is also the Raisi. So we still can say. Like the Ramban. But if we say that when one carries out an Eichel and a Kele, then it's only one Eichel, but it's only Mar Bishur. It's like a person who needs half an orange for a Chedesh Eretz HaKoneh. And instead of cutting up the orange into two halves and carrying out half an orange, he doesn't cut up the orange and he carries in the Mishnah Sefer the whole orange. That's Mar Bishur. According to the Ram, it would be Oseh. It was a miraisi. But since it's a year of Mavi Bishurim, then we can explain Rashi. So we have to say that according to Rashi, so when a person carries an Eichel in the Kele, then it's only one Yitzhoyim. But why does the Gemara say, Shmamino Eichel Shezichil Bezach HaZeh, that it's like Eichel Shezichil Bezach HaZeh? Because Mavi Bishurim itself is also a miraisi. So if we say Eichel Shezichil So when he carries out Eichel in the Kele with Zachas, so it's Mabu Bishur, it's just something that I say, could also be Chayibstein. So that is Rashi. But then you can still ask the Kashi. So what difference does it make whether it's two Yitzhoyes or one Yitzhoy? If Mabu Bishur is just something that I say, so even though it's one Yitzhoy, it should be considered like two Yitzhoyes. No, but the Ram says, that the reason as to why the more the price is amazing. Mimali shot de Okolo by Kobishin Tolikhan Kazai Sehot, because if on the fish, Yontef is Hutu. suddenly, but what was nefesh, it doesn't I say because it's only tchuyo. So whenever it's tchuyo, so then you are only allowed to do what is indispensable. But open the book, what is indispensable, there is no tchuyo. Even it's hutcho, so as long as a certain neck is muter. So it's muter. We do not say, you know, since this woman wants to eat ayote of only a small piece of chicken, so the main she cannot put in the pot the whole chicken. We do not say that, because after all, it's the same act of visual, whether she puts a small piece of chicken in the pot of fire, or she puts the whole chicken in pot of fire. So melon, since it's utro, so the whole act becomes utro. But even in the case where it's utro, we wouldn't say that since it's utro to do one act of visual, so let him do two acts of visual. That not. Let's say, suppose she needs only one piece of meat to eat alone. But she put in many pieces of meat, and she put it on fire, and then she realizes that in order that all the pieces of meat should be cooked properly, so then she needs a bit of fire. But in order that one piece of meat should be cooked properly, so even a small fire will be enough. So then if you ask Shaila, can I make the fire bigger in order that all the pieces of meat in the pot should be cooked rather than one piece of meat, so we tell her certainly not. Because we don't say, since it's utro, so since one act of bishul was muda, so another act of bishul is also muda. The Ram only says, in the Aise, where it is the same act, so in case where it's chuyo, so chuyo means that whatever is indispensable is the echad. Whatever is not indispensable, so is not the echad. So even the same act, it is also the Aise. So chilishim is a konit chuyo, mashayim kei, lechas chonefesh is utro. So Mele, if we say, so we have to say that the Ramban certainly, that Rashi certainly holds that when you are meitzi and eichel in the kele, so it's one itzoy, but it's baru bishul, Now, and that's Rashi. So if Rashi shiteh din that when you are meitzi and eichel in the kele, so it's two itzoyes, like two itzoyes b'zechazer. So when you are meitzi a mess with a kikker on top of it, so it's like a kele with an eichel in it. What difference does it make? So if when you are meitzi and eichel in the kele, it's two itzoyes. So when you are meitzi a mess with a kikker on top of it, it's also two itzoyes. So then he couldn't say that in order to alleviate the issue of the mukte, we should impose upon him an extra itzoy of karmas. How can we say it? But, so Rashi Shita is obviously that when you are meitzi and eichel in the kele, it's only one itzoy. Mimele, when you are meitzi a mess, and on the mess you put a kikeh, so it's only one itzoy. But it's mabu mishuri. So still Rashi says that we impose upon him in order to dispose of the Yisafut Mukhtse, even though right now it is the Yisafut Mukhtse that is in conflict with God. It's not the Yisafut of an extra joy, because Rashi Shittin is there is no extra joy. It's the same act of joy, but it's Baba Bishur. So Baba Bishur, it depends. If it's a mean of Tchuyo, so Baba Bishur is Osa. If it's a mean of Utro, so Baba Bishur is Muta. So we can say that Rashi Shiti is that this Aloch of Kovid Abriyas, that is Lich, and Yisrael Rabbanon, is Utro, not Tchuyo. But the Ramban, we don't have to say that the Ramban doesn't agree with the Ramban. The Ramban can be explained on both ways. If the Ramban Shiti is that when you are meeting and eichel the kele, so it's two itzoyes. So maybe when you are meeting, mess with the kikar, with that, along with that. So it's also two itzoyes. So then the Ramban is certainly reasonable. But even if the Ramban shita is like the Ramban, that when you are meeting and eichel the kele, so it's only one itzoye, it's only maru b'shurim. And maru b'shurim, and we said, according to the Ramban, maru b'shurim is also meraisi, by chilishim b'safane, because it's tchuyo. But by Melechas Echol Nefesh, Mal Mishur is Muter, because it's Utro. So the Ramban Shite could be like the Ramban, and still the Ramban is Masik al-Rashi, because Because two, it's only Mabel Bishurim, but after all, what other do we have to impose upon him Ribu Bishurim, when the Ribu Bishurim doesn't, is not in conflict with Kabbalah Priyas. Only the Samukti is in conflict with Kabbalah Priyas. Because the Ramban Shita could be that Kabbalah Priyas is only Truyo. It's not Utru. And whereas Rashi Shita is that Kabbalah Priyas is Utru. Now let's proceed. Vilinire, Shatil Plaza Kim, the Torah, the Tzion Kamlis, the Loiki Kalloiki Nikmuta, Shoy Mesa Vitsoy Shoy, Shimamesuta Vitsoy, Shinkrazy, Hakikavatiniki Hitrovitsev, Abu Mutalku Sayok and Hamu Tayu, Shitsuki Kalikinik, Mishin Yashu Sali Vitan Sakatil, Vish Vishame, Shatilto, Albe Kike, Hoyo Goyalotin, Shinkina Fusarabi, like a Vitsa, Stinikali Sue Ramon Baum, Kidramon, Vihim, the Vishusarabi, like a Vitsa, Stinikali Sue, Likamales with a Hatrile, Vafu Beloikam Dabis. כי משעתי נקמודה ליציר כמלס, המסילתי נקדם המודר. כחזינו מפרק במאישו, נקבל לסו צריך לשאול פלייטן, מודה לך תחיל לסוון תנסס, צריך לשאול פלייטן means that the woman, so one tale says, that the woman is allowed to wear, to carry on her body, a little flask with some perfume, I mean something that emits a very favorable fragrance. So why? Because the fragrance, the reyach, the platon, so that's a tachshit. So in Mele, she's allowed to wear it, to carry it, because it's a tachshit. So Yesh Mishem, so he says, this is a rabbi, this is a rabbi more, I think it's the balito. So Yesh Mishem, she'atil to alvi kikaroyo, v'loy alvi tinik. שינקי נפיל בשביל רבים לכם יצוע סטיני כל איסורי דרבון הבאומי כדרמון וכיו נדם שביל רבים לכם יצוע סטיני כל איסורי ויקר מלסות הלכה תחילה ואפילו בריקום אל הבריאס וכיו שעתים נקמות על יציר ויקר מלס המסים עתיני קנה ממותר כדחזינו מפרק במאישו לכיוון לסוסרי חשופי נמות הלכה תחילה וכיו שעבי סמותר הכלי נמי של יצין עד הבא סמותר וזוי דעס הרב רבי צמב מוריזר. So what does it say that when Ramnachan Bar Yitzchok was married, when Ramnachan Bar Yitzchok was married to carry out the mess in the Kamales, so he agrees partially with Rashi. According to Rashi, Ramnachan Bar Yitzchok was married to carry out the mess along with the Kikeoratinik. And Rabbi Tzachamori says, no, he was only married to carry out the mess along with the Tinik, not a Kikeor. What kind of Tinik? A Tinik that to whom the aloha of Chaimis is Atzma applies. Whatever the shio of Chaimis is Atzma is, whether it means making footsteps or it means Hilabragnov, whatever it means. In other words, not a small imprint, but a big child. That to whom the aloha of Chaimis is Atzma applies. So the Mele, suppose he would carry the teenage in the Rishis Rabbi. In the Rishis Rabbi itself, he wouldn't be in the Rishis Rabbi. But if somebody carries a tinik, a chai, a child, in the Rishis Rabbi, he's even a Mr. Rabbonon. So since the Rishis Rabbi carrying a child involves only Mr. Rabbonon, so in the Kamalas, it's Mr. Hatzile. In other words, Rav Kavitz of Mare Mori agrees with the Shita of the Pritwo, not with the Shita of the Mogavron that we discussed. There is a machlekes between the Mogavron and the Pritwo. The Pritwo, as to whether one is allowed to carry a child in the Kamalas. So the Pritwo says, as a Dovah Poshim says, and he's deicha the Mogavron b'shei yodai, because the Mogavron assumes that just as it is also amid the Rabbonim to carry a child with the Rabbi, so called the Tikkun Rabbonim came the Raisa Tikkun, so it's also to carry a child with the Rabbonim in the Kamales, the Pritwo is matri b'shei yodai. And he says, it's like the Machlik between Abayim and Rove, v'yamid odom b'shei yochid b'shei b'shei Rabbi, so Machlik and Abayim and Rove, whether it's v'yamid odom b'shei yochid b'shei the Kamales, and Rove says, that it's only in Rishram, it's only also the Rabbonon. So the Mele, in Kamalas, we go through it like zero, zero, we pass it like Rove. So here too, since carrying the child of Rishram is only the Rabbonon, so in the Kamalas, we are carrying a real Chayetz, it's only the Rabbonon, this would be zero, zero. So the Pritwo is Matre, the Rabbonon, is the Adam. So Rav Kmeya explained the Pritwo, but then at the end, he says that the while the Rabbonon, Shite is very reasonable, but he is making. So we said that the machlekes between the Mogavron and Magleya is on this question. Now we the Raise, most Rishim say, it's also to carry a child with the Shizram. Why? So we could say that while, I mean with Rabbonon it's also. So we could say that the Pshat is, while with the Raise, a chai, who is nice as atzmi, who eats his own bird, is not a mase, that's the Moshe Rambam, in the mase, but with the Rabbanon it is a mase, even though he eats his own bird. So that means with the Rabbanon it's in tzoy. Or we could say, if with the raise, a chai is not a mase, so with the Rabbanon it's not a mase either. But with the Rabbanon it's a special clear. Because if we'll allow a person to carry a child who can walk, so he might be led into carrying an infant who is a day old, who cannot walk, and that will involve a nisa, it's only the rise. So it's only a tzeir. So apparently the Pritvua assumes that the Pritvua and Rav Kinenya and the Hemi, the Amachria, that it's only a tzeir. So tzeir and the Kamalas are not tzeir. But the Mogavom holds, no. Midrash say Chai is not a maser, but Midravonon it is a maser. So we see that Rabbi Sabar and Mori agrees with the Shite of the Pritvua and Rabbi Kleger, not with the Shite of the Mogavom. So the Meir he says that Ranachem Bar Yitzchok was matir in the Carmelis. He was matir in the Carmelis. So he says, Yesh, Shatil, not the Kikyo, or your loyalty. So he says that Yitzchok Bar Mori says, on the contrary, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, so was matir al the kikya. So that's why he was matir only in the Talmud, but in the Rishis HaRabim not. Even in the Rishis HaRabim, she's a tilt of the Kikoy world. She can have wishes a rabbin like a bit trusted into his sure the Rabbana Baum. Kidramoro, the Hindu is a rabbin like a bit trusted into his sure, the countless with the Hatrila. So then we do it of the place, so we don't have to resort to the place. Why? Why would the Buddha without of the place and the Buddha to carry a mess of the day Kikarikinik? Because the Aloch is that when one carries a child in a carriage, so it's potter even on the carriage. Now, when you put the kikya, when you put the tinik, and the mess, so that means the mess is like the carriage, and the tinik is like the tinik. So the mele is potter even on the mess. So he's potter even on the mess. So in other words, even according to the beauty, that Moshe Tzchil would be Ischayev, so only if he carries out just the mess by himself, but if he carries a mess along with the tinik, so since the tinik is potter, so the mess is like a carriage for the tinik, so in many ways it becomes tofik, it becomes bottle to the tinik, so it's potter in the Rishus HaRabim, even according to the beauty. But in the Rishus HaRabim, it's something wrong. So maybe in countless is with the Hatchila. Anyway, so we see that Rabbi Tzvi Bar-Mori agrees with the Pritvua, and he says in the Yidya Chidish in the Pritvua, because the Pritvua is only matir carrying a child in the countless. He is not matir carrying a child in the carriage in the countless. And there is a very good reason to distinguish between carrying just a child on your shoulders in the countless and leading a child in the carriage in the countless. Because everybody must agree with this premise that where something is also in the Rabbanon, is it so in the Rabbanon, then according to the Rabbanon can rise to him, it's also in the Kabbalah as well. But the worst thing is that the child is not the master. So even the Rabbanon is not the master. Even the Rabbanon is not the master. So, but the Chachamim war against him, which is a rabbi, we should carry a child that can walk, because if he will be allowed to carry a child that can walk, he might be led into carrying a child that cannot walk, and then to be a real tzor. So the melee, so become the slow gozo, become the slow gozo. So that's only shayach when we carry the child on your shoulders. So then we can understand that tzvore of the pritvue reasonably. We can reasonably understand it. That in other words, that even the rabbon is not a masi. When you carry a child, when you lead the child in the carriage, so we the raise you are putting on the child, on the carriage. Because with the raise there is a loche, shakli tofel, ligabi atinik. But what's the pshat, nakli tofel, ligabi atinik? Since he's carrying the kele, for the tinik, so it's not, he doesn't have chashivas in Zadatzme. So the mele, it becomes tofel, so it's not in the vachoshu. So it's like pochas vachishuun. So chotzi shiur, right? Chotzi kvayas. Now the Rabban says b'feirash, and there is no one is chelik on it, that it's also to carry chotzi kvayas and kamas as well, because Mid, I say it was a great way, so it's not a choshu. But the Rabbanon, even Chotik Reyves has chives, has some chives. So Mele, with the carriage is not less choshu than the Chotik Reyves. Chotik Reyves. So Mele, with the Rabbanon, it is it's okay. So if you don't have this, we could say that according to the Kutuwa and Adreya. Adreya doesn't mention that it's good to leave the carriage with the child in it, in the countless Shabbos. That he doesn't say. He only is matia to carry the child on the shoulders in the countless. But Rabbi Yisrael Bamori goes one step further, and he holds that just as it is muter, that since I say it's muter to carry the child in the carriage in the Rishus Rabbim, so in the countless it's muter lechatchile. Why? Apparently, he holds that the halacha, so it seems the kinnik is not in Masay, so I'll pedim. The carriage is not a masa either. The carriage is not a masa either. It's not a masa either. In this itzoy, the carriage is not a masa. In another itzoy, the carriage is a masa. But in this itzoy, since I'm carrying it for the tinnik, since the tinnik is not a masa, the carriage is not a masa either. So even with the rabboni and the shusarabi, it's not also a viteras itzoy, but viteras special gzeira. It's a special gzeira. So maybe the kamales is matter, but that doesn't mean that Rabbi Gleiger will agree with the whole deen of Rabbi Yitzchak Avimor. Rabbi Gleiger is only matter the child, but not to meet the child in the carriage and come. Alright. Vizui das Rabbi Yitzchak Avimor. Vizal, very normal. But then, there is another chidesh in Rabbi Yitzchak Avimor. That's a big chidesh. In other words, he equates Meitzi as a tinnik b'mito. He equates Meitzi hatinik al gabi ames with Meitzi hatinik b'mito. The Ramban is chelik on it. Here you see over there, so b'mitzias in good faith, he is only carrying out the mito because of the tinnik. It wouldn't occur to his mind to carry out the carriage if not for the tinnik. So mainly it becomes bottle. Mashenkin here, it's only arome. Is he interested in his heart to carry out the kikea? He's not interested in being made the kikea in the Rishis Rabbi. He's only interested in being made the mess of the Rishis Rabbi. But he uses the tinnik only as a home. So mainly since it's only a home, we do not say top. But the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Mori is, no, that even though it's done as a home, but the fact is that the kikea is that the tinnik, we are talking the tinnik, that the tinnik is carried by carrying the mess. In other words, he puts the kikar on the mess and he carries the tinnik by carrying the mess. So in other words, physically, b'mtzias, he uses the mess as a vehicle through which he can carry the tinnik. But subjectively it's aromen. But b'mtzias, it is used as a vehicle. Subjectively it's arome. So the Mele, the Ramban shit is that since subjectively it's arome, so it doesn't become tough to the tinnik. And Rabbi Yitzchak Mori says, no, since Vimtzias objectively, the mess is used as a carriage, as a vehicle, as a medium whereby he can carry the tinnik. So the Mele, the same aloche, the mito is tofu to the tinnik applies. So, but the Ramban is masik. Vizui dasa avitzu al morizal. Veni noche klar. Di osom nikar itzoye li beisem mitzvei chisimo. Hoi lo vieish bi beisem nasi ki tachshit. Di un yedah chai bi mito shepota. Ki vim shetzrich oloi yitvei loi. Do tal miuda afilu rab yude dom lochi tzrich lukum vachai loo. Hoso muda. Avo loche ikar itzoye bishvil hamez. Shina tinnik tzorch lemez. Velo misayi avitzu yosei. שאינתי ממיתו שנעשה סטרימו ממי שמותו בו שסיים ימז ביצועי והיא צריך הלוי והיא צריך הלוי. So number one is חיילי כאן the equation that Rabbi Sobha Mori makes between Meitziatin and Mitoch and Meitziatin and Ikarametz, because over there, so subjectively, is Meitziatin the Mitoch only because of the Tinek. He wouldn't have, it wouldn't have occurred to his mind to carry out the Mitoch if not for the Tinek. But here, so subjectively, his purpose is carrying out the mess, not the Kikar. And subjectively, on the contrary, he carries out the tinnik because of the mess, not the mitzvah because of the tinnik. But objectively, it is used as a vehicle. So the Ramban shita is that when can we say that the mitzvah, that the vehicle is bottle and tofu to the tinnik, only when subjectively it is tofu. But if subjectively it is the ikar, but only objectively it is tofu, then it doesn't become tofu. Then it does not become tofu. This is one point that the Ramban makes. But then he emphasizes something else. And then, in other words, he says, because Rabbi Yitzchok bar Abba Mori certainly assumed, like the Pritvur, that when the Chachomim Asar carried the child of Rishus Rabin, so they did not declare it as a Masar. So just as Midrash say Chai is not a Masse, Midrabon Chai is not a Masse either. But if the main special Zeir, Zeir on Mishum, Tinei Chayin in the Niach Achas and Leiter Achas. So since it's on a special Zeir, so become as we go, so as Chobes has been. Because this is what Rabbi Yitzchok Amori says. And then Rabbi Yitzchok Amori says another Chiddush, that the Pshat in Hamitot Feilu Legabi Tinei Kiz, that it acquires the same status as the thing to which it becomes tofu. So since the tinnik is not a masse, so the mitor is not a masse. So even with the rabbonon, it's not a masse. So just as with the rabbonon, a tinnik is not a masse, so the mitor acquires the same status, as the tinnik. So maybe it's not a masse either. So maybe according to Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori, you are allowed to lead a carriage with a child in it on Shabbos nikamas. But the Ramban is chilek on Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori, and Ramban, he doesn't want to discuss that question. So that question that is discussed between the Book of Rome and Rabbi Kleiger as to whether the Yisrael Rabbonim of carrying a child which is a rabbi is an Yisrael Tzoyim Rabban. Considered as a masse, or he just did yukzeire, that he doesn't discuss. But he takes it for granted, like Rabbi Yitzchok Abba Mori. In other words, like Rabbi Kleiger, like the Pritvur, that the reason is why the Chachomim were asked to carry a child versus a rabbi is not that the Chachomim declared a tinnik as a masse, because if the rabbi say Chai who is his bird is not a masse, so the rabbi is not a masse either. But the Chachomim asked it, it didn't say that. You know that he shouldn't be led into carrying a child that cannot even make footsteps. So since it's only Zaire, so become as Chachomim didn't ask. But whereas Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Mori assumed that the halacha of Hamitzi is Atinim Mito, Potter Afra Hamito, Mipnish Hamito Tfeinu Mitinik, implies that when something is stopping to the Tinik, to something else, so it acquires mamish the same status as that to which it is subservient. So the Ramban says no. The pshat in Poter Alav Amito is that since Gabi Tzoye there is a halach that Yaron Nechayev if it has substantial chshivas, but if it doesn't have substantial chshivas, you're not chayev. That's the reason as to why if one is made to eat food, poches mechit regres, ya poter. Because it doesn't have substantial chshivas. And slight chshivas is not enough. So, but it must have substantial chshivas. So in Melee, if he's made a child in a carriage, so the carriage is subservient to the child, so he wouldn't have carried. He wouldn't have carried the carriage. If not for the child, so in Melee, in this itzoye, he's poter alamito, because in this itzoye, the carriage is not the machoshim. It's only subservient to the tinnik. It's not the machoshim. So it's like chotzik regres. But chotzik regres with Rabbanan is considered itzoye. The Ramban says that it's also an old regime in Greek, that you're not allowed to carry out the chotzik regres. Chotzik regres in a carnival. But würde ein bisschen beim Mori Menschen die Reihe von den Gemore in Bamincheliza, die sollten Tane sehen, der Mutter ist sicher Lotzins, wie es Leiche schon später, what is the name of later means? She has a certain basin, like perfume, in this little flask, and she wears that little flask, so she is Potter, since the perfume is a Tachshi, so the flask is also Mutter, so the Ramban says there is different. So he says, Veili Nochetlau, the also Nikari Tzoyeli basin, וצליח סימו, הויל ויש בי בייסם, נעשה כתחשית. דומי ידע חי במיתו שפוטר, כמי שצריך עליהם. So he emphasizes the Ramban, that over there, since the heter of carrying the perfume is in תחשית, so mele, as far as what is תחשית depends upon? תחשית depends upon the fact that women like to go out of it. That's what makes it into a tachshit. If women wouldn't care for it, it wouldn't be a tachshit. So the melee, since it's a derech of women to carry perfume, the basin, not by itself, but in a little flask. So and the flask is subservient to the basin that is a tachshit. So just as the basin is a tachshit, the perfume is a tachshit, the flask is also a tachshit. That you can say only in regard to a basin that is contained in a flask. So since it's subservient to itachshit, so mainly the thing that is subservient to itachshit becomes itachshit opening by itself. Masheinke, when you lead a child in a carriage, true that the carriage is subservient to the teenage, but we cannot. But the teenage is not a masel because it is his burden. So even the rabbanon is not a masel. But the chachomim masel, there is a rabbi should say that. But the masel is even the rabbanon. Mashiach in the carriage, you cannot say that the carriage even with the rabbanon is not a masel because midrash said there is aloche of the vachoshim. So just as meitzim potzi greatness is potter because he doesn't have sufficient chshivas. So meilam it's a satinik mito since he doesn't care for the mito in this tzoye. He doesn't care for the mito per se. He only leads out the mito because he wants to lead the child in it. So meilam it's like potzi greatness. He doesn't have sufficient chshivas. But something that does not have sufficient chshivas is not considered a tzoye mid reise, but the rabbon is considered a tzoye. If the rabbon is considered a tzoye, so go and take the rabbon and reise it. So maybe Kabbalah is also answer. So the Ramban makes two asoges on Rabbi Zvam Mori. One asoge is that we cannot make any equation between Metzi Atinik and Mito. Over there, it's not only objectively subservient, but it's subjectively subservient. Mashiach can hear. We cannot make an equation of Metzi Atinik and Mito with because here it's only objectively used as a vehicle for the tinik. But subjectively, on the contrary, subjectively, so the tinik is subservient to the mess, the other way around. So according to Ramban, in order to apply the aloche of tofel ligabi atinik, it must not only objectively be subservient, but subjectively it has to be subservient. Here, subjectively, it's the other way around. The tinnik is subservient to the mess, not the mess to the tinnik. And according to Rabbi Mori, the only thing that we consider is whether it is objectively subservient, not whether subjectively it is subservient. That's one aspect. And then he says that in regard to Rabbi Yitzchok Mori's premise that it's muta lechatchila to carry out a child in a carriage in a carmelis, so it's chayav. He says, over there, a woman is allowed to walk out with a little flask that has perfume because since the flask is subservient to the perfume, and the perfume is itachshit, and how does something become itachshit? How? By fashion, by the practice, by the usage, and the practice, and the custom of people. So since it's a derech of women who care for this itachshit of perfume, of platen, to carry it in a flask, so the mele, it acquires mamish the same status as the perfume itself. Masheinke, tinek b'mito, so the tinek in midrabon is not a mase, but the mito, midraise, it's not a tzoye because it's not a substantial rochoshu. Masheinke midrabon, we don't need it of rochoshu. So even chotzik reyres is chayev, even a mashu is chayev, because it has a slight chshives. So melee, so when something is subservient to something else, it still has, it's not in the machoshim, so it's like a chotzit chayres. So the rabbanon say sorry. So since the rabbanon say sorry, so go to the rabbanon kibras.
Shir Pei Aleph and Shabbos Yuta Sivan Heitov Shalom at Zion, June 5th, 1977, on Sunday.
The notice was put out that no food can be brought to the classroom to this medrash. We have a dining room, and if somebody wants to drink something, he has to eat it in the dining room. It's really my fault. One student came over to me, and I thought he was asking a theoretical question, whether there's any water, any heter, to drink in this medrash. So I told him that the Ramban is matia, anim, to eat in this medrash, because they have new bites. But it's only mutter in a hardship situation with them, if there is no other place. I didn't know that he was asking a talochim maise, but as a result of that, it seems everybody took it for granted that it's all right to drink and to bring in food and everything. This is a kalus reish, this is a nisa gomo, and I was very embarrassed before Rav Goldrich, because one boy, while Rav Goldrich was giving the shiur, was drinking from the pot. And Rav Goldrich noticed it. It's a bizoyin Torah, and it's about time that new Torah should have their heretz. I mean, that when a Rosh Hashiva gives a shiur, he should not drink. And from now on, no pot, no food can be brought into any classroom. Every classroom has a dinner with this medrash. The Ramban is matia for ani, who have no other place to eat. They have Nebayis in his matia. Otherwise, it's a kalus reish. In Dushat Bisaknesses. And every classroom has a Dushat Bisaknesses. And there is no heter to drink. It's not a hardship situation. It's okay. A person does not have, a bentola does not have to be in the funik. That's number one. And number two, from now on, the attendance will be taken at the minyan and at the story. And no one can learn in any place other than the Bismetrash. And no one can come after the davening. It's a very bad example for the younger boys. And if you want that the younger boys should have their acharetz, you have to set an example for them. And by coming in, everyone at his own convenience, so you are setting a very bad example. And I want everybody to know that even those who are on the smicha program, they have to attend this year. And if anyone is absent from this year, he cannot attend the smicha year without explaining it to him. And I will not let him into the year. And anyone who does not come to the minyan every day cannot come to the year unless he explains it to him. That should be made clear. I was embarrassed before Rav Goldrich. He noticed that while he was giving the year, it's not one of these class, fortunately. But he was drinking from a pot. American boys don't have any intuitive sense of their heritage for a Rosh Yeshiva. And if the boys here, if the older boys here, will show their heritage for Bishop Isaknesses, and for Rebbe, for Rosh Yeshiva, so no younger boy will speak little pet in the Bismedrash. But if the older boys have no their heritage for Rosh Yeshiva, can drink from a pot when a Rabbovia gives his shiur, how can you expect that younger boys shouldn't even speak vulgar language in the Bismedrash? In the other building there was no space. We had to do everything. But here, Baruch Hashem, we have enough space. And complaint was mentioned even by Mr. Orton that the students here do not maintain the building clean. צריך לעשן טוב. I mentioned first time we left off the Gemara Nan Hosom that the Rambam he is chelik on all the Geshenim. According to most Geshenim, probably all Geshenim except the Rambam and the Raibet. The Raibet happens to agree with the Rambam at that point. So the Halacha that Kodok Vidabri Shevichas Lise Shevateiro applies even to Kovidabrius of the Nes. But the Rambam Shiti is that only Kovidabrius of the Chai is deiche kolateriko, is deiche loises eshebateiro, lisosof, yisuri drabona. But, kovidabrius of imes is not deiche. Is not deiche. Now, the Rambam, he mentions it in Pirik, tesvot, meyuche shabes, halocha chobeis, vichimei sheisriach benizbaze yesa medai, veloyochlu shcheinim lo'amei, mitzine yisei mishus ayochim ikamos. Only in such a situation will Yochlu Shcheinim L'Amid. But if it's Yochlu Shcheinim L'Amid, so then you're not allowed to be Eretz Rabban. That's the Rambam Shita, and the Raibet agrees with the Rambam Shita. All the other Shemim Achil. Now, we see that there is a Haloche of Kovid Abriyes that is Deiche, even a Dreise that is B'Shev Al-Taise. And that we learn out from Mesmitze. Lachetze, that's the Gemara in Broches. Now, over there, it's a Kovid Abriyes of a mess, and still it's Deiche. Even in the Reise, that is Sheva Taise. Not in the Reise, in Kumasei, because Chochma bin Tvuno, the Neged HaGishel. So, how could the Rambam and the Reile say that the Kovid Abriyes of a mess is not Deiche, and Israel Rabbanon. So we have to say, we have to apply Teisves Chidesh and Bobitzies. Teisves says that even though there is a halacha that Kovid Abriyes is Deiche and Israel Rabbanon, even become Basay, and there is a halacha that Kovid Abriyes is Deiche, either Aiseh, Sheva Taiseh, let's say, suppose someone has to be Mali's child, and then he goes and he finds a mess, a mess mitzvah, so he's Mechuyev. To forget about the mila of the child and to attend to the mesmitz. But there is a difference. As far as the Misra Rabban is concerned, so even Ignai Kotten is Deiche Misra Rabban. Even Ignai Kotten, Mashenkin, as far as the Misra Raise, Bishavot Aise, and Avivet Raishavot Aise, so only Ignai Godel. Only Ignai Godel. So, Ekumba said the Raise, it's not Deiche Ignai Godel. So, Amitik, why we pick the patient after the shoot? Even though he has to strip himself naked. But even Shabbat Haizah, let's say somebody finds out, he walks in the street, he finds out that his sitters are possible, so maybe he's Eivir and Esed Haizah, so he's not Mechuyev to take off the jacket, the shirt, and take off the tzitzis, because it's a Kodabriyas. That's Ignai Godel, when he takes off the shirt in the street. But Ignai Kotten is not Eivir. So maybe when the Rambam says, when the Rambam the Raibet say, that Kovid Abriyes of Imes is not Deiche, so he only means Rabbonon, so he only means Ignai Kotten, but Sheinkei is Ignai Godel. So then the Halacha is, it's Deiche even Eid Reise B'Sheval Taise, so it is certainly Deiche, the Rabbonon even become a sect, but where is Ignai Kotten? So there is a special Halacha that even Ignai Kotten is Deiche Kovid Abriyes, even Ignai Kotten Kovid Abriyes, is Deiche and is Rabbonon. So that according to Rambam, the Raibet applies only to Kovid Abriyes of the Chai, not to Kovid Abriyes of Imes. Oh. Now, we have to read more. Now also, Hatilei Simoni Tume. So there is a law of Yishoma B'Nega Atzaras. In other words, you're not allowed to remove something that brings about Tume in the person. And if he removes it, if somebody has on his group a baharis and his kate says he cuts it out, so he's even allowed the rice. Yes, what do you think?
Uh, regarding the rush that previously in Article 4 mentioned we discussed.
Alright, alright. So I'll discuss it with you. I mean, I've already started this. Okay, I'll discuss it with you. But I already started. Now, so Yisrael loved the rice. Yisrael loved the rice. In fact, so Akrim is Simoni Tume. So Mele is Mitaya. By plucking the Simoni Tume, is Mitaya. So Yisrael loved. Ovea. Vihichvo Amichyo. So even Mele is Rach. Hatil is Simoni Tume. Stay silent, Simoni is Shaber, is Pitamine. Vihichvo Samichyo. Michyas Bosachai, who Simon Tume, he says, the Yich was Elevato Levato, Michel Michio, Lita, Eva Belezes, the Ishoma Benega Taraz, Itma, Achas Mishtai Michai, if someone is Taylish, one out of two, because in order to be Tome, they have to be Stay Sides. So if he is Taylish, he plucks out one, so it becomes Toya. So everybody agrees that he's high. Suppose there are three sires, and then someone plucks out one, so two sires still remain. So he does not eliminate the tume, is a high or not. Achas v'sholosh. Rav Nachman omar chay. Rav Sheish is a mapot. Now, if you mishko rishin, so one would be disposed to say like Rav Sheish, yes, because after all, he doesn't remove the tumme. But Rav Nachman says Chayev, he does do something that ultimately might result in removing the tumme. Rav Nachman Chayev ane ma'azov di mishtak lechode achrite ozol le tumme. All right now he plucked out one, so two remain. But then, if a little later he or somebody else will pluck out another one, so then it will, the tumme will be poked. So mainly it involves the love of Ishoma Binegatoras. Rav Sheish is a pote, hash the mie, so he's a little, Omar Rav Sheish, we know that he's potter. And we do not say that inasmuch as he is mikari, the Havkoas tumme. So that too involves the love of Ishoma Binegatoras. We do not say that. Nitnan b'chein kazai z'namez v'kazai z'namvei lo chaye. So if somebody takes out less than the shio, the regular shio, the ordinary shio is greatest. But suppose someone takes out less than the greatest, so he's not in the b'choshu, so he's not chaye. But in certain situations, even if he takes out less than the greatest, he's chaye. So kazai z'namez v'kazai z'namvei lo chaye. Why? Because there is tumme. Ho chotzi zayis pota. Vatanya chotzi zayis is chayev. Chotzi zayis chayev. Maila ho detanya chayev de afke chotzi zayis micha zayis. So he was mafkia de shio tumme. So ho detnam pota de afke chotzi zayis micha zayis mechzo. So the kazayis remained. So he's not mafkia any tumme. So since he took out less than a kere, so he's not chayy. So it's a raya that we, even though here it's not a question of Ishoma b'nei Gatzaraz, but the same svor applies. In other words, whether, because what is the essence of the Issa of Ishoma b'nei Gatzaraz? Not to be mafkiyatum. Now, if we say that when one removes, plucks out one hair out of me, so he's chayy, that means that Alpidin is considered being Mavkiyatum, even though at this moment two sires remain. But Alpidin is considered to be Mavkiyatum because he is Mikarev Davkoskum. So being Mikarev Davkoskum is considered like Avkoskum. So the male is a very Shomon Negataras. So the same thing should be true with Gabi Shabbos. In other words, if being Mikarev Davkoskum is considered like Avkoskum, so Memele, even if he takes out a chotzi zayis, because zayis umechzo, so he should also be chayev. It should be considered as a dova choshu, because he's by removing heavy kazayis from his zayis in the head, he expedites the afkoes tumeh if somebody else will do the same thing then the tumah will be pokal less the kazayis left. So my lavori talechayim daf chotzi zayis chazayis. We hold it nam poter daf chotzi zayis chazayis semech. So it's a right that ligabe the lav mishom negatzaraz the same thing is true. The Rav Nachman idiri chayim. We hold it nam poter daf chotzi zayis mimezgot. So we see a chiddush from that Gemara because one would say that according to Rav Sheishik, according to Rav Nachman, that Achas Misholish is Chayev. Why? Even though at this moment he wasn't Machia Tumeh because two sides still remain. But if somebody else will pluck out another hair, so then Tumeh will be Poker. So Mele, he's Nikari Dabkas Tumeh. So it shouldn't make any difference whether he plucks out one hair out of three, or he blocks out one hair out of 10, or out of 100, or out of 1,000, because he's still the carrier. So we see from this, no. Only when the kill is a very immediate kill, just one other act, like this one, is necessary to not get to me. But if more than one other act, like this one, is necessary, so then it's not considered like a first one. Only when there is a very important Kiruv, ha, of course. Alright, now the Rashi. Chayev, Echon Beish, Lohoye Beyo, Shdei Sairi Kol, Shechot Chayev, Ishako Litum, Shem Ikamo Epochis, Ibe Izdochi Alpim, Lop Tiraskeren, Shia Shnai, Vechayev Mautis, Mayo Avori To, Dito Mechayev, Dav Tichot Zayim, Kazayim, Shako Ibatz Nishuk, Vori Tam, Potem, Mofi, Chot Kazayim, Kazayim, Shemech, Dav Tam, Dim, Tam, 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 Now let's see the thesis. Ane maso, di mishtak lechod, bi achas miyav, di mishtak lechod achite, name lo lazo letum, yiskulao me meide di pota, da havek moi, chotzi zayis mezgod. Only, Rav Nachman is only mechayet, by in the case of one who plucks out, achas mishovish, but not in the case of one who plucks out, achas miyav. Vor dit kam potter da ab dort mit hotze zeits in besdop vi o adin da haben motze rufen den de regel hotze zeits no bad aber ni khale ni shmir bi hotze zeits mes god da haben gebuse zwei di regel hotze zeits na hat jo psite di pot vi darf ge hotze zeits aber ka zeits mes god o khale aber da di mishtak le zeits sache o azletum mi kom okay so then he says another vi darf ge hotze zeits aber ka zeits mes god. If he takes out a whole kazayis from his god, then he's chayev. Why? After that, he mishtak lezayis achel le'azel le'tumeh. So by doing the same act again, so tumeh will not be poka, mikol mokeh, but in order to be considered idobah choshev, it doesn't make any difference whether it becomes idobah choshev on account of the fact that he's matriya tumeh, or for another reason. Mikol mokeh ma'anem asa, dimshechot chu le'gor yobos arames, ושמוציאו המס מן הבית, וישוי הכזי זה, יתמוכל הבית, ונמצא שעתו ביצורי זו, הוא גרם תארה. Because when he cut off, he removed a whole כזי של המס, so even if the rest of the mess that is already detached from this כזי, will be taken out, so ממילא, but the whole bias could become tummy as a result of this כזי, so ממילא it requires kshit. It was mezgodu lav dafki godu elo kelema mi beizei simo idimu. In other words, only kazayu semech when there is such an immediate kill, because if, in order to be makia tilma, it's only necessary one additional act like this one. But if two additional acts like this one are necessary in order to be makia tilma, then it's even according to Rav Nachman, it's not considered a question. All right. Haneti el tzepono zugo zug. Oy bishino. Vichinsano. Vichinsfono. Vichinskono. So if someone cuts off one nail by the other, or with his feet, there are certain people who cut off the nails absent-mindedly, sometimes absent-mindedly, sometimes deliberately, with the teeth. So vichinsare, suppose he takes off the hair with his hand, or the mustache, or his beard, V'chein hagedles. If a woman plaits her hair, v'chein hakechelis. If she paints her eyelids, v'chein hapikesis. Now, pikesis da tupcho. Rashi says, Yesh l'rabbi sayyidim misakne saro bimasrei kol biyadam. Rashi doesn't say serekes. But tasteless mentions in the name of Rashi, Mash appears became traspikesis and serekes biyad oy bimasrei. Oy bimasrei. So he mentions serekes. It could be, of course, serekes also comes in the expression misakne saro bimasrei. But serekes means when you comb with the comb. But it could, you could have misak nisaro bimasrei without comb. When you comb, you do like this with the comb. But suppose you take the comb and the horizontally you put it down on the hair and you straighten out the hair. That's not combing, but it could be considered misak nisaro bimasrei. Misak nisaro bimasrei. But serekes also comes within misakne saro masrei, but it doesn't mean that only serekes comes within misakne saro masrei. It can be even without actually combing, just to put it in straightening out the hair with the masrei, with the comb. That's one pshat in the case. The yeshem forshim tochokim imbotzei kalponero sheneikli madim aposto. In other words, makeup. If the woman rouges her face with makeup, so according to the blazer, she is mechuyevet. Echad. It's only awesome girl. Now we'll see in the Gemara what kind of an issa it involves. The blazer mechayev bichulum chatos. Vachachomim eischim mishum shvus. V'itayim the blazer mechorosh b'gemara mishum mayim mechayev. Omer blazer. Machlekes v'yat. The machlekes that we have are machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanon as to whether in the case where a person is nekel tzibonon v'yat, whether he's chayev or he's not chayev. According to Rabbi Elazar, he's chayev echad. According to the Chachomim, it's only a misa de Rabbanon. So machlekes v'yat, avol b'chli chayev, if he uses a kli, let's say he uses a nail clipper or scissors, a kele, so they need the chachomim ameida that is chay. Even the chachomim ameida that is chay. Pshite, zu bezutna, zoi bezutna. In other words, it's mentioned in the Mishnah that only if he removes one nail with the other, mal itay merabon bichlin amepatre. Why should Rabbanon say that bichlin amepatre? After all, Bishlamim, when he does be a diamond, the person does be a diamond, so it's vachayat, it's not the natural way. But when he does it with scissors, that's the usual way. So I could say that Kenzis only applies to Tzem. Mauritaime, Bichlinam Patrabon, then comes from Kenzis, Lushayacham with Tzem of the Hem, but not by Tziponai. Tziponai. בכלינם פרק, בוא דקטון איזו בזו, לא ידעך הוקיח את רב לזר, כל משהו. ואם אומר רב לזר, מח להיקס לעצמו, when does רב לזר say that when one takes off the nails with his hands, so then he is חייב only when he does it to his own nails. אבל לחבי ראי דברי הקל פוטר, but if he cuts up with the hand, the other person's nails, so it's certainly kerachayat. It's certainly kerachayat. Pshite tziponot na. So that means that Rabbi Elazar has referenced the case where he's nailed to his own tziponai. Ma'ale teimer Rabbi Elazar chavir en al mechayet. Bo diktone tziponot ni yachal kecham rabonot. Kom mashmi. Now, why is there a difference between le'atzmei and mechavir? Machlik is laatz. Behold, the Mechayev Rebbez, she yochel ami yodi laatzme, li sakne bilu kli, avo lechavere, en yochel ami nes yodi, little yofe, bilu kli. So in other words, so, what's the difference between laatzme and lechavere? So in other words, it's not that Rebbez rejects the concept of the Hayat. The blood will also be made that if somebody writes with the left hand, so is Chot, because it's Hayat. But he holds when a person cuts off his nails with his hands, he can do a good job, even when he does it with his hands. So maybe it's not Hayat, as long as he can do a good job. Mashain came, when he does it to the nails of the other person, he cannot do a good job. It won't look nice when he does it to the other person. See, in Yochilami, it's Yodel Nikol Yochibu with me. So mainly it is Lachaya. So it seems that according to Rav Lezer, the Klachayat, when is it the meaning of Klachayat? When, as a result of not being done the usual way, so the result is not as good. It doesn't come out as nice. Now, we discussed that question in Chalbot. We discussed that question. We discussed that question that I'm giving on the base at the bottom. Omar Akpoke, how man be shoved a piece of ridicule of Asa Tamre, Chayim Shtai, Achas Mishin Kelech, the Achas Mishin Fab. Rabashi Omar, in der Fritte Bikach, the in der Fritte Bikach. The in der Fritte Bikach. So why? Because it's Lahaya. So the question is, how about Akpoke? Akpoke is Chilik and the Bim of Lahaya. So he said, because Rav Popper holds, when the director of Lachayat, let's say if somebody writes with the left hand, so the writing, the script is not as nice, that is beautiful. Mashenkin here, the result is the same, but he does it in an unusual way. So that's a machlekes between Rav Popper and Rav Ashi, machlekes Amroi. Here, we have a machlekes between Rav Elezer and Rav Ono. It's not shy to say that Rav Popper agrees paskins like Rav Lezer and Rav Ashi paskins like Rav Ono. It's not mistaba to say that. So we have to say that one machlekes has nothing to do with that machlekes. Because over there, in other words, when Rav Popper says, when Rav Popper says, over there, by Nitil Tzepono, in other words, it could be that according to Rav Ashi, who says that even when the result is just as good, just as nice, as if it had been done in the usual way, still there is a Ptur of Lahaya. So Rav Ashi says it, in other words, that Rav Elezer could agree with Rav Ashi's view too. In other words, it doesn't mean that because Rav Ashi passed things like Chachomim of Rav Elezer. That's why he says, in der Chlusha Bikach, ve in der Prike Bikach. No, Rav Ashi could even pass things like Rav Elezer. He could pass things like Rav Elezer. Because Rav Elezer could also agree with Rav Ashi's view, that when something is done in an unusual way, so then, even though the result is as nice as when it is done in the natural way, so it's still Kachayam. But that's why Rav Ashi says in der Chlusha Bikach, in der Chlusha Bikach. And over there, it doesn't make any difference how you attach. Mashe'inkin here, so the reason is why Rav Elezer says that he's hired, because there are many people who cut off their nails, with their hands and with their teeth. I mean, that you see every day, you see such people. Some do it absentmindedly, some do it nervously, and some do it deliberately, whatever the reason is. Most people don't do it. But there are a number of people who do it. So, mainly, Rav Elezer holds, it's not considered bahaya. But where the result is not as good, even though there are a number of people who do it, it's still bahaya. It's still bahaya. So, mainly, so Rav Ashi could say his deen even alibed Rav Elezer. Could say his deen even alibed Rav Elezer. And then, when the Chachomim say that Neitel Tzeponov, Neitel Tzeponov Zu Bezu, so they say, so it is Poter. So it's not that Rav Popper cannot accord with the Chachomim. After all, Pasuk Most Rishonim pass through like a Chachamim, not like Rav Elazar. So here, how is it that Rav Popeh says that he's Chayav Yishim Teilei Shvachad Yishim Parei? Why? Because the result is just as good. The result is just as good. But the Chachamim say here that he's Potter, even when he does it to his own nails. So it could be, it's a question of degree. Because over there, Rav Popeh says, that is chayav vachas mishum teilei shvachas mishum mifarei, because there is no difference whatsoever. Does it make any difference how you are teilish the dates from the palm tree? It doesn't make any difference. There is not one iota difference in the act, in the result. Mashiach can hear true that. One shiyoch, Rashi says shiyoch elamin yod leatzme lisachni b'loy pli. But still, so he can do a good job, but it will never be as nice as when the nails are cut off with the clipper or with or scissors. So there is a diminution in the result of the act. That's why the Chachamim, according to Rav Popeh, that's the reason as to why the Chachamim say that it's wrong. So in other words. So it's not told, the machlekes between Rav Elazar and the Chachamim is not told in the machlekes between Rav Popeh and Rav Ashi. Alright. Now let's see the cases. Abel b'chli d'mrhaka chayim. We already have the fundamental machlekes v'shem. Haneke Rav Yud, d'mrhaka v'mocha shen tzitrin kuf. ואם תימא, ודיון ברבון המתרבשים, אין סביר עלי, ומנורי דמחי ובחוי. So אם here we say that בחוי דמרחק אל חי, בחוי דמרחק אל חי. But why do we hack it? According to Rabshim, so what is that higher? Bimlocho she nitzricho ligufo. So when would it be Mlocho hatzricho ligufo? Only if he cuts off the nails, because he needs the nails. Why should he need the nails? Let's say he wants to perform an experiment upon the nails. So then it would be a melocho, whatever reason, he needs the nails. Then it's a